Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mary Lou.
How are you today?
I am terrific, thank you.
Good.
Sorry, I didn't get on the call yesterday, but that's always my volunteer morning, so.
Oh, good for you. Where do you volunteer?
Our church has a Braille Center, and we send Bibles, Braille Bibles, all over the world. So it's a neat way to do what the Lord has commanded.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you.
And the Bibles are free. It's all just from donated monies that people have, so it's very exciting.
Awesome. Okay, so that's your day you mail them, huh?
Well, we put them together, actually.
Uh-huh.
Some of us are collating them. We print them, collate them, and package them. And we all have our designated jobs.
Oh, my. Good for
our
you.
Designated volunteer jobs.
Good for you.
Yeah. About 30 or 40 of us.
All right.
Thanks.
Were you the only one here when you came on?
Yes, but the way it comes on now, we can't ever hear. We most often can't hear if other people are on.
Oh.
One morning this week, it did happen that some of us got on before anybody else, but. Yep.
Well, there, we've got someone else joining us now. And am I coming through okay? Because I'm on my headset.
You are to me.
Okay, great. Good morning. We've got Joe, and this is Mary Lou. Good morning, everybody. This is the Advanced
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. Just fabulous.
Nice holiday weekend coming up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we've got some very nice weather right now. I hope it holds through the weekend for the ones that go camping or go off. We try not to go out there when it's really crowded and bad traffic. We go other weekends.
Well, last week I was going to the beach, and because it was nice, wrong idea, 6 hours for a two-hour trip.
Oh, no.
So I told my husband, it's not necessary to do that. We both work out of the house. Why are we out here in this traffic? And we pulled into what we call a Wawa here, and it was my first time, you know, shopping like that, and I saw something called hummus? How do you pronounce that?
Hummus? Uh-huh.
Hummus with whole wheat look like little round discs. And they only had two left, so I only got one, not knowing what they were. It was so good. I told them, rush back in here. I'm going to take this for myself. You go get yourself one.
Okay, now what was it? It was hummus dip?
Hummus, yeah, it was a ground hummus with little round, to me, they were like little pitas, but mostly like, you know the Jewish stuff that they have? What is that cake they have with no raising it into it? Doesn't raise up and down? I can't think of the name of that either. My mind is so bad. But anyhow, it was whole wheat, these little round things, and they were about the size of a half a dollar, and you got five of them.
Oh.
So that's what we had. I'd never seen that before. So well, we had that, and I put some fruit, and we made it on down. To the beach.
Okay. Wow. So you're saying they were like little pita chips?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. A little flat round, as I said, about a half a dollar size. And they gave you, and I don't know why people put five in things when there's always two. They never make them even. So that means you know you have to give, usually with me, my husband takes the bigger portion. Right. And even when you buy the ears of corn in the package, they put five in. They never put six.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think the last time we were down for a sale, it was five for $2 or something.
Yeah, where did I come up with that number? It'd be even.
That's right. Good old what they call leader marketing. It's just like when you go to the grocery store and you all of a sudden you see strawberry shortcake for 25 cents for, well, I know that's pretty low, but for a, then the strawberries for a package of shortcake, and the strawberries are sitting there at $3 a pound. Well, in order to have the two, you got to buy one. If you have wanted, you got to buy both of them. It's the same way with marketing, when they know that most people usually have two of something, so they always put in odd numbers for the purpose of things to that other package in order to get the sixth or the seventh or whatever.
Uh-huh. Monty, are those executive men?
Pardon?
Executive men?
Are these the men at the executive offices and the advertising offices coming up with these ideas?
I'm sure it would be the women, because they are the biggest buyers of anything. That's like when you go to the grocery store, everything at eye level they compete for eye level in grocery stores for what they call rack stuff, I can't think of the name, but that's why you always need to look either the lower down or higher up, and you usually find a better price on most products, even though they could be the same thing.
My goodness. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Monty.
That really was advanced lifestyle.
That definitely was. Okay. I'm going to go ahead, and we'll get started this morning, and welcome everybody. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study pilot group. We have some executive salespeople here too today, Monty Deeds, that are actively applying both principles found in the China Study book by T. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan Incorporated. In the China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. Wow, that just boggles my mind. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest. We only ask if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned. Please pass this call number and the time on to others, because we are going to change this world a person at a time. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time. Good morning, everybody. And who do we have on the call joining us this morning? I've heard from Joe Dekoff from Kansas. Maddie, where are you from?
Delaware.
Okay, that's what I thought. And that was Monty. Was that Monty Deeds from I think it was.
Washington.
Yeah, Washington. And anybody else want to speak up and tell us who you are and where you're from? We'd love to know where this call is reaching out to.
Bonnie in Minnesota.
Hey, Bonnie, good morning.
Morning.
Good to hear you.
Charlene in Austin.
Wow, somebody was from Austin.
Char from Oregon.
Hi, Char, good morning.
Morning.
Who was Austin?
This is Jean Brock. I'm sorry, I've had it on mute most of the time.
Okay, well, good morning.
I'm here.
Okay, well, good morning. And then I heard someone from California.
Darlene from California.
Hey, good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, anybody else want to speak up? I know we've got others on the call. And, you know, yes, Margaret. Where's Margaret from?
Tennessee.
Okay, good morning, Margaret. I knew that.
I knew you did.
Good morning. Okay, well, yes, here we are. How many people got to hear that call last night with Dave Balzer and Dr. Nayu? If you didn't get to hear it, I hope it was recorded. I haven't gotten in to check yet, but it was a great call because they were answering questions that Dave Balzer's been getting in so far about the new osteodent. So, very, very good call. I want to encourage everybody, if you didn't hear it last night, go in and look under events and see if that recorded call is up yet, and be sure to listen to it. Okay, this is Advanced Lifestyle Call, so the very first thing we want to do is find out if there's anybody out here that has any questions, because that's the reason we're here, to get everybody's questions answered. Oh, good. Nobody's got any questions at all. Okay, anybody have any exciting recipes they want to share, or exciting results. Let's try exciting results first. Did I lose everybody? Did everybody go away? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm here. There's got to be somebody else here, isn't there, Mary Lou?
I sure hope there's still somebody there.
I think we're on mute, Mary Lou, and we probably think since we've told our story and there are no new people on that there's nothing exciting to tell.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not
you know
sure.
Thank you, Joe.
Well,
but you have a great, you know, not everybody gets on every day, and you just had your cholesterol done, so why don't you at least share that, how quickly your cholesterol's come down?
Well, my husband, he had the bigger story, even though mine has for the first time in probably 15 or 20 years, it was the first time my cholesterol's gone below 200, and it went down to 167 within 7 weeks. And his actually went from 224 down to 146, and I reported 156, and he reminded me it was actually 146. So he is very excited about it and is putting up with all of my creative meals, and because we do need variety. We're not like Monty, where we get sort of tired of things after about the third time. We don't mind leftovers, but day after day after day. So we've gotten pretty creative. And so anyway, that's our exciting story in a short amount of time, that we weren't expecting that much of a change in such a short time.
My goodness, I am looking here. Is my math right, is that almost 80 points?
It probably is.
I think it is for your husband. My goodness. I wonder if we're on the right track here. Yeah, 78 points. You said in 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely fantastic. Now,
and we're probably 98.9% dairy-free. You know, sometimes there might be something that's just something that's listed as a very last item, or if we happen to be at an event where something is served, there might be some dairy, but we really try to watch that.
Very good.
The very first day.
All right.
And of course, we had already not been doing red meats and some other things, but that's the one thing we hit first. That was the culprit in our life.
You know, and I think that in all the reading that I've done, you guys, I feel that the dairy is really a serious, serious culprit. I think that's probably the worst. We are 100% plant-based. We're not eating any animal whatsoever, but everything I was reading, that dairy is really scary, and especially we've got to be careful when we're reading our labels, too, even with the different maybe cheeses that we're purchasing. If we see a soy cheese out there, you know, at first I was, because we were big dairy eaters, too, I was just grabbing things off the shelf, and, you know, if it said soy, I was positive it was great. And then when we got into reading the labels really closely, I found that casein, whatever you call it, was in a lot of the things that I was purchasing. It's casein or caseinate. And you know, comes from cow's milk. And that is a real bad culprit. I think that was the item that in the China study that they were injecting in the mice that would, that they could turn on and off the different diseases. Am I right, Monty? Remember that part?
That is the culprit, exactly correct.
Okay, was that breast cancer or was that heart disease as well?
I'll have to do some checking. I'm sure it was breast cancer, definitely for sure, but I'll do some checking and find out.
So another really important reason, you guys, for us to read our labels And when I found that in there, you know, we actually have very, very little cheese here at all anymore. And in fact, the last time we had burritos that I filled with my awesome rice mixture and beans, and actually, I guess it wasn't a burrito. I think you'd call it a big, huge taco. And I made my own mock sour cream from the tofu, just from the silken tofu. And I think I got that out of Dr. McDougall's book. I shared that one day on the call. I think it was just adding lemon juice to the tofu. But anyway, so that's the way we've kind of been substituting now ourselves.
You were exactly right in regards to your comment in regards to rats, because it says on page 65, the China study, it said that, let me see, next question, can we generate fluid cancers and other carcinogens? Okay. These research showed that increasing intakes of casein, however you want to pronounce it, C-A-S-E-I-N, promoted the development of mammary breast cancer. They found that the higher casein intake promotes breast cancer in rats dosed with two experimental caseins, operates through a network of reactions that combine to increase cancer, operates through the same female hormone system that operates in humans.
Wow.
So there it is.
And on page 64 there, it shows that it's the effect on liver cancer as well. So you
well,
guys,
I think...
Pardon me?
I think that's why your comment is right, and Dr. Campbell can prove that, is that dairy probably is the, and I think this is probably your my opinion and whatever, is probably one of the bigger situations when it comes to problems. That doesn't mean that meat isn't, but that is the little culprit. The biggest protein, probably casein, that is the creator of the biggest problems.
And you know, I have to agree with you, Mary Lou and Monty, because I feel that that was the biggest issue for me, because one, I had more of it had squeaked into my diet because of what we were doing and eating so much protein, and cheese was an easy way of getting it on top of it. And I don't think most people realize how much they eat. There's probably a couple of people I've run into that don't eat much cheese, but on an average, I think we consume pretty high amounts in this country. Of that, you know, category, the dairy.
Yeah, I forgot. I was looking at something the other day, and I went through all the ingredients, and absolutely everything was clean. And then just the line, just below the ingredients, it said milk and animal protein. And I thought to myself, you know, let's just reading the label of the ingredients, you know, I would have probably brought the product if I had not just kind of glanced down just a little bit further.
I've done the same thing.
You know, and I think to myself, you know, there again, we were kind of having a little discussion earlier in the call about why do marketers do things the way they do, or why do they package things the way they do, you know, and I'll tell you, if there is so, but there is really good, a whole lot of bad information on ingredients, but there's also a lot of good information on ingredients too, particularly if we'll pay attention when we buy anything that is comes in either in a can or a package or a sack.
Right. Now, with that, is there anybody on the call who has been using any of the substitute dairies that you know are clean?
I want to know how you like that tofu one, Mary Lou, that you made the tofu sour cream.
Well, you know, on a taco, it was wonderful. I don't know how many other things I would have put it on. I maybe even would have put it in a baked potato.
Okay.
But, you know, it has the texture of sour cream, and I could probably fool around with it. But you know what? Larry doesn't eat any of it, and I don't know how long it would stay good here once I mixed it up. I wish I would have just taken a piece, you know, a piece of the tofu off and made a little bit, because before I could use it up, it was starting to not look so good. I mean, I bet it was around here for a good week. But now we eat Mexican a lot. We, you know, so I liked it. I loved it on my burrito, on my taco.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt your question. Go ahead.
That's okay. Who had a question?
thought they had an answer for you when you asked the question you wanted to know.
Oh, Lou, how did you make the tofu? I missed that. It's Mary Jane.
You know, I'm going to look that up because I got it from Dr. McDougall, and it seems...
Oh, okay, it's in Dr. McDougall's book. Okay.
Yes, and I believe it was lemon juice and the tofu, and I just blended it. But, you know, if you're not big sour cream eaters there at home, or, you know, you just want it for your recipe, you know, a couple of recipes, I would encourage you to not use the whole great big block. Because
okay. Gives you too much, yeah.
It'll give you way too much. It did us anyway because Larry does not eat it. So. But I definitely will make it again. I thought it was great. Monty, you've tried it, haven't you?
Not with, yes, I have, okay, but then I went out yesterday and I bought some, it just goes to show you, you better know what you're doing when you're shopping. I went out and bought some tofu and brought it home and opened it up and threw it in a food processor and was going to mix up some dip for my vegetables and anything else I want to spread it on. I'd even put it on top of mashed potatoes. That was my goal. That was one of my thought process. And I got silk, and when I put it in the processor, it almost turned to water.
Oh, and you know...
instead of using firm, I guess I should have probably bought firm instead of the silken.
Okay. There is firm. There's firm, extra firm. And you know, another trick, you guys, when I buy it and they say to drain the tofu, one thing I do is I drain it, but I also wrap it in a paper towel and just let it sit out for a while, and it seems to absorb even more before I use it.
You can also press it a bit, too, and it'll squeeze out even more liquid. I've done that, because that's the way they make it, is by that's how they get the different textures, is by pressing more out also.
Shar, this is not a real, tofu is not highly processed, is it?
No, in fact, I made some the other day, and it was incredibly simple. I mean, but that's because I'm making milk. If you make your own soy milk, and you don't have any other ingredients in it, which is what I started with, and that was part of my purpose for doing it, because I just wanted to see how easy it was and what the process was. And it took me 2 quarts or liters, about 2 liters of milk, soy milk, raw out of my maker, to process a half a pound. So that cost me 50 cents for a half a pound. I know what's in it. So a pound would be $1 to make, and I don't have to run to the store. If I've forgotten it, I've got it right there and I can do it. But it just, it sets for like 20 minutes. You stir a teaspoon of coagulant into it, and which is nothing. It's just all that comes from. I wanted to read and understand a little bit what the ingredients were, you know, that they were putting in it. In the store, most of it, they use a synthetic coagulant. The coagulant I used was the residue that is left from making salt when they, you know, take ocean water and distill it. What do you guys, know?
Make sea salt?
Sea salt, yes, thank you. Okay, when they dehydrate the salt out of it, the residue that's left is like a whey. Well, then when they dehydrate that, that is what they call, I think it's Niagara, I can't pronounce it because I don't have the word in front of me. Anyway, and that is in a powdered form. It looks like salt, except it's kind of a different texture. It's kind of mushes, not wet, but, you know, kind of sticky together a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And you put a teaspoon of that in with the a little bit of water and then mix it into it, and it causes it to form curds, just like cottage cheese. And then you set that, you drain that in a frame that's got holding it in with cheesecloth, and just let it set there. And all the water drains out, just like what you're saying when you let the block set. Well, the same thing happens at the beginning. And when it drains out, you put a top on it and you press it out with it. So it took about, off and on, I probably fooled with it for maybe 20 minutes the first time. And the rest of it just left letting it set. So that was the process, so I could understand what they're doing commercially. And commercially, I think the only difference is that one ingredient and then, you know, what actual beans they're starting with, what grade of beans or quality. So, yeah, it's simple. There's not a lot done to it to make it. Just
also,
simply the milk.
Yeah. Also, I have that recipe for tofu.
Oh, great, Monty.
Preparation time, 5 minutes. Chilling time, 2 hours. And, of course, I hadn't chilled it when I had done whatever. And now I realize I might not have made a mistake, except I didn't drain it and soak it and do whatever. Okay, here it is. One package of soaking tofu. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 teaspoons of sugar. 1 pinch of salt. Combine all ingredients in a food processor and process until smooth. Use any time you would use a dairy sour cream.
There you go.
That's simple.
Yeah. And I did like it. Yes, I did. I just wish I hadn't made so much. Or, I mean, when we have company, and I certainly will make it up again.
You know, one thing I've noticed, and I'm sure it'll probably be a question that Shara Ruth or somebody's going to ask down at the seminar here coming up, but I noticed that Dr. McDougall is not afraid of sugar. Now, when I say that, I don't want to say that I noticed that he puts a lot in things, but I really realize he's not really afraid of it. Of course, he definitely is behind stevia because of the one article that he wrote in regards to that. But he's not afraid of it. I think he's more afraid of artificial sweeteners and things like that more so than he is sugar, because I think he believes that sugar basically digests better than those other things, and particularly of the side effects of the other things over regular sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Just a comment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Since we're talking about the calcium or the milk, et cetera, I wanted to share something that I found and have been using. It comes out like a newsletter, and it's called Protecting Your Bones. And I first copied this when I found out about the Osteodense, because it's a two-sided bulletin, and it's the website is www. P like physicians, C for committee, R for responsible, M for medicine, .org. And then if you go /health, it will take you to a place that's called preventative medicine and nutrition. And you can see where it says, let's see one here. Where's the one about? Oh, preventative medicine, yes. And then when you click on that, there's an article then about calcium and strong bones. Well, I think it fits very well into everything we're talking about. And those of you who are going to hear Dr. McDougall might say, oh, this fits and this doesn't fit. But anyway, for giving somebody a new piece of information, rather than just talking about the China study, but talking about bones, I've found that this has been a good door opener. And in here then, it's the very first paragraph talks about a 12-year Harvard study of 78,000 women who drank milk 3 times a day actually broke more bones than women who rarely drank milk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first paragraph, talks about a couple studies like that. And then it addresses how to get calcium into your bones, how to keep it there, hormone supplements at serious risks, reversing osteoporosis and osteoporosis in men. Then it lists about 20 or 25 foods that have calcium and magnesium in them, and then references. And on this side where it talks about reversing osteoporosis, now this was printed back in 2001. It says, if you already have osteoporosis, you will want to speak with your doctor about exercises and perhaps even medications that can reverse it. So, and with my little red pen, then I just make a note there, and now we don't have to take those medications. Osteodense. And so this is my lead-in for Osteodense. But what has ended up happening is people will say, oh, really? You can get calcium from beans, from green beans, and, things like that, because it talks about that. So it's a real great door opener for either people who are changing their diet or people who are concerned about their bones. A nice third-person article.
Wow.
Would you give that website again?
Yes, I would. www. P for Paul. G
like position. Because I couldn't tell if that was P for tall or tall.
Oh, yes, physician. P stands for physicians. C, committee. R, responsible. M, medicine. .org. And as you go forward slash, then put health, because that'll just take you into that site. You won't have to spend even a couple of minutes getting to where you need to go. And then you'll click on preventative medicine and nutrition. And it addresses arthritis, calcium, cancer, diabetes, just a variety, huge variety of things.
Okay.
Did anybody besides me hear Dr. Nayu last night?
Yes.
Did you hear him? I was busy cooking dinner at the same time we had him on the speakerphone, but in mute, of course, but we're all muted anyway. But when he was talking about the rebuilding cartilage, what did you hear? Someone asked that question about cartilage. Didn't he say osteodense is targeted to go right to the area that it needs to be?
Yeah, well, that is the, it's called Sovantin, S-O-V.
Synovial fluid?
Yeah, that's where it's directed to actually go to. One of the areas it's actually go to, because I picked that up at the Rhythm of the Econ. I already mentioned that also.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about that? What are you thinking? Someone who has gone in and had to have stuff scraped from their knee and later going to have a knee replacement because the cartilage is gone.
Are you asking me?
Yeah,
or
I'm asking anybody. What was somebody else's spin be? I know we're not making any medical claims here, but I mean, I just think that this stuff is going to help.
Well, I definitely think it will. You know, I that's what always kind of got me. You know, even with our joint, you know, our regular joint and everything else. You know, I can remember, I heard somebody, one of our speakers, come and say, you know, they felt it actually that our joint. I don't know what I'm trying to say is, I believe when he produces products, that it will not only, there's a lot of good side effect or benefits, let me put it to you this way, to that one particular product. I think it's going to help in a lot of different areas, plus whatever the product is designed for. You know, it's just like the joint. You know, when you really look at heart conditions, one of the things you'll find that EPHA and DNA or DHA is very, very good for heart conditions. And that's exactly, not only joints or whatever, but that's exactly what our joint has in it. You know, one of the products that's basically in it. So I really think that when this gentleman or Nikan puts out a product, I think it will do exactly what it will say it will do, with how it's going to affect people, and I think we're all different. It's going to take certain time frames. Each of us are different. We're going to respond differently to it. You know, and Trish Winkler, I don't know how many of you got her testimony that came down last night from Dave Johnson, but, you know, that is an absolutely astronomical one. And then there was one that came down from Elaine that was talking about what Joe was talking about, you know, how to talk about bone. Who do you know that, I forget the exact words, but it was almost like, who do you know that needs, has some kind of a bone conditioner or something like that, rather than talking about the osteodense as such, as this new product, but just talking about those benefits. And excuse me, and when we do, there's a lot of value there.
You know, when with that statement asking, who do you know, if you knew the way, well, I'll find that statement here again. But anyway, the statement that Elaine came out with, I thought of all the beauty operators. You know, they stick things on their mirrors. There's a beauty operator, my beauty operator. I'm going to ask her to stick that little statement up on the top of her mirror. If she's afraid to talk to people about it, she can just put that up there. And it goes back to the Chuck Branum talking about the blind dog, you know, with a note in his mouth, being able to do this business. Because everybody, and can you imagine the captive audience you've got? And I think the reason I thought of that is I called a friend yesterday. I've been having a horrible time reaching her. And when I did get a hold of her, she was in the beauty shop. And she couldn't talk to me long, but she ended up with a lot of times she says she'll call back and she forgets. But yesterday she called me back 3 times. I really got her attention when I asked her to go out and get the China study. She's had some real health issues
for years, and I was actually calling her to ask her to get on that call last night, and I don't know how we got to talking about this, but I asked her to go out and get the China study. Oh, I know. A friend, her cousin's wife just has has breast cancer in both breasts, in the lymph nodes, and in now in the bone.
Wow.
And I know this gal, and I was, and she's quite a bit younger than me. And I was just taken aback. Now, I do know that this gal was on the Atkins diet for years. And not to say, but I do know that all that eating, all that meat and all of that, you know, that's all I could think of. All that meat and cheese and all that fat. Oh, good grief. Anyway, the question was, do you think this would help build bone for someone who has bone cancer? And I said, who would this be? And then I found out. So while she sat in the beauty shop with hair color on, she called bookstores and found the China study book. So she promised me that she could be reading it, and hopefully sent her an email last night, and sent her to Dr. Lorraine Day's little video about her battle with, you know, breast cancer. And you guys, we just know we have so much information, and it's just scary. Every time I turn around, I'm, you know, we hear about more and more people that are suffering, and our job is to get this information out there. We have got to do it. And thank you, Shar, for turning me on to the China study, because it certainly has improved our quality of health and gone up a few more rungs on that ladder. And also all these people that we're talking to, you know, I feel much more confident anymore.
Mary Lou, I got to listen to the recording I made of Dr. Oz yesterday when we sat down to eat lunch, because it was not a good timing for me at the time. But anyway, it sounded like he's maybe it was a recorded one from before. Nancy probably knows that.
It was.
He was mouthing some of the exact words that we've used, like turning the switch on and off with what we eat. He gave some really powerful illustrations, and I hadn't heard it before, so it was new to me. But there's so many people out there that are saying the same things now that we're aware of it, that, you know, all people need is another nudge, just like we did, to see it and, you know, put it into place. And boy, you're right, that's our job.
You know, one thing he said on that call that I thought was real, it kind of hit me right between the eyes, and that was the proper way to fry, if you're going to fry. I mean, people do, I have family fried foods forever, if you're going to fry foods. And I thought to myself, just that one little tip alone, even if people aren't going to go to the right way of eating the whole foods and getting away from those kind of things. But when he talked about what you do with oils in regards to frying foods or cooking foods,
what
remember what
that?
He? Huh?
What was that?
But he said there towards the end, he said, what you do, he says, people take, they fry foods in oil. And he said, what you should do is you should take your, he's talking about meat or whatever type thing, and he was talking about.
It could be vegetables, though, too.
Yeah, and he says, what you do is you take a little bit of oil, sprinkle it on whatever it is you're going to do, then you make sure that it's rubbed all over or mixed in, whatever, and then you put that in the pan, in the dry pan, and you fry your product that way, rather than putting your oil in the pan, heating the oil, and so now you're cooking whatever you're cooking in oil rather than actually. And I thought, man, if America could just change that way of cooking instead of putting their oil in the pan like I've always done in the past, you know, and I thought that was absolutely amazing. But he had some brilliant information, and like you said, I thought to myself, man, where his world is headed if they would just start eating the proper way.
Now, was this your Dr. Oz?
Yes.
Okay,
why not do your vegetables that way? Is there any reason not to do them? Like if you're going to saute them a little bit and you want the flavor of the, you know, the oil?
Exactly right. That was, you know, and I thought to myself, that's so true. For those people who still want to use oil, you know, rather than going, if they would just do that And I thought, wow, what an amazing piece of information he gave. And I just wondered how many people, at least it really hit me right between the eyes. Of course, almost everything he says does. But.
All right, so wait, taking that a step further, what if you sprayed it with Pam, since we found out how much fat is in the Pam? Would that be a more expeditious way of getting the oil and all the pieces? I'm thinking veggies right now.
Yeah.
Or even meat, if you do meat, which I've never done anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why not, because they do have one that is, olive oil. He also encouraged people to look at grape seed oil instead of olive oil, which I thought was amazing.
Yep.
Because that's usually not mentioned. So there were a lot of little tips in there that I know lead to, better treatment.
I've been out of grape seed oil ever since. We bought those great big bottles when we were down at the ocean, and I used that all up. I haven't had grapeseed oil since then, so I've got to find a place where I can get that, in big containers.
Cash and Carry has a good price on that, and that tested for me to be one of the best ones when I was out.
It's just like the other thing you said about oil, too. How many people store their cooking oil in the refrigerator?
What was that?
Well, because he said oils and any kind of a, and we know this true from the Siaga bottle that came out, the blue Siaga bottle that came out, is that anytime you buy oil is in a processed type of an item, because it's squeezed from whatever type of, olive oils, olives, so forth, blah, blah, blah. But he said you basically should store all your, if you use oils, you store them in your refrigerator, because he said they go so rancid so quick. And if you don't keep it in your refrigerator at low temperatures, that it goes rancid real quick. Well, I wonder how many people have got, I know sometimes used to buy these pretty big jugs of oil, even olive oil, I'd buy big containers and whatever. And it was amazing, I never thought about putting it in the refrigerator, and I wonder just how many people are going around not realizing it, but they're using rancid type. Now, how long does it take to do that? I don't know. But he says they should definitely be stored in the refrigerator.
You can smell it or you can test it. And what I do is my big jug is in the refrigerator, and I have a very small bottle sitting right on my stove that when I want to put a few drops in, and I need to change it from a clear bottle to a dark bottle, just like you said, to retain, to retain it. But you can smell the difference, and I've had to dump mine.
Doesn't it congeal when you put it in the fridge?
Pardon?
Doesn't it get kind of...
Yes, and that's one of the reasons I leave a small amount out, because sometimes I want just, a teaspoon in a salad dressing or whatever.
So then how do you get more into the small bottle? You have to defrost the whole big bottle again and pour it in?
Just leave it set out for a few minutes, and it brings it up to temperature.
Wow. Okay, you guys, we're way past the time again. And when we go back to this, just one thing that popped into my head when Char said that Dr. Oz is, saying, using the same language as a lot of us are using, it made me remember about, I usually say this at just about every wellness preview we do, when Nikan first talked about wellness and being the, largest wellness company or, all about wellness, I thought Nikan made the word up. And when I, way back, I don't know what Microsoft program I had or whatever, but way back, probably Windows 98, when I would put in the word wellness and in an email and spell check, it always thought that I was misspelling a word. So, I think Nikan did make up the word. Now we hear it everywhere, and wellness is, everybody's into wellness. Well, you're hearing it all the time, so... Yeah, I think we're on the right, definitely on a movement here, and more people are starting to catch on. And the important thing for us is to make sure that we keep getting out there and talking to people, because we do have, we can change this world a person at a time. So, any last minute questions before I close? Got a busy day. The 30th of August. We want to finish August off with a bang. We got today. Okay, I want to thank all of our active. Thanks everybody who spoke up today. My goodness, this
it's so helpful to have y'all speaking here. It makes the call so interesting. So I'm going to thank our study pilot group for your time commitment to this program. And second, I want to thank all of our guests for your attendance today. If you have any questions or comments, please put up your question about it in this call. But also, you please ask those questions when we are on these calls. Monty will be here. So have a wonderful day.